The Mystical City of God, Transfiction, Book 2, Chapter 3. Our Lady speaks of humility and pride.
In his malice and astuteness, the ancient serpent strains all his powers to destroy in the human heart the science of humility, sowed by the Redeemer as a seed of holiness in the human heart, and in its place he seeks to sow the cockle of pride. In order to root out these and allow fresh growth to the blessing of humility, it is necessary that the soul consent and seek to be humiliated by its fellow creatures, and that it ask the Lord incessantly and in all sincerity of heart for this virtue and for the means to attain it. Very scarce are the souls that apply themselves to this science and reach the perfection of this virtue, for it requires entire conquest of one's whole self, to which few attain, even among those who profess to be virtuous. This contagion of pride has so deeply penetrated into the human faculties that it is communicated to nearly all of men's doings, and there is scarcely one among men who is without pride, just as the rose never grows without thorns, or the grain without husks. On this account the Most High makes so much of the truly humble, and those who entirely triumph over pride. He exalts and places with the princes of his people, esteeming them as his favorite children, and exempting them from the jurisdiction of the demon. Thus it comes the devil dares scarcely approach them, because he fears the humble and their victories over him more than the fires of hell. I desire, my dearest, that thou attain the inestimable treasure of humility in all its fullness, and that thou art offer to the Most High a docile and yielding heart, in order that he may impress upon it, like on soft wax, the image of my own most humble activity. As thou hast been informed of such deeply hidden secrets concerning the sacrament, thou art under great obligations to correspond to my wishes, not losing the least occasion of humiliation and advancing in this virtue. Neglect none of them, since thou knowest how much I sought after them, who was the Mother of God Himself, most pure and full of grace. The greater my prerogatives, so much the greater was my humility, because in my estimation they far exceeded my merits and only increased my obligations. All you children of Adam were conceived in sin, and there is none who has not sinned on his own account. If none can deny this infection of his nature, why should not all humiliate themselves before God and before men, lowering themselves to the very dust, and placing themselves in the last place, is not such a great humiliation for those who have sinned, for even then they will always be more honored than they deserve. The truly humble must lower themselves beneath that which they have deserved. If all the creatures would despise and abhor them, or offend them, if they would consider themselves worthy of hellfire, they would only fulfill justice, but not the requirement of humility, since they would only be admitting their deserts. But real, deep humility goes to the length of desiring a greater humiliation than that due to oneself in justice. On this account, there is no mortal that can attain to the kind of humility which I practiced, since thou art hast understood and described. But the Most High will be sanctified with and be ready to reward the efforts of those who humble themselves as far as they can and as they deserve in justice. Let then the sinners admit their baseness, and understand how they make of themselves monsters of hell by imitating Lucifer in his pride. For pride found him beauteous and endowed with the great gifts of grace in nature, and although he dissipated these blessings, he had nevertheless possessed them as his own. But man, who is mere slime, and moreover has sinned and is full of ugliness and baseness, is a monster, if he bloats himself up in vain pride. By such absurdity, he surpasses even the demon, since man possesses a nature neither so noble, nor was ever gifted with such grace and beauty as Lucifer. He and his hellish followers despise and laugh over men, who in such inferiority swell up in pride, for they can well understand this vain and contemptible madness and delirium. Mind well, therefore, my daughter, this lesson, and humiliate thyself lower than the earth, showing just as little sense of injury as the dust. Whenever the Lord, either himself or through others, sends thee humiliation. Never judge thyself injured by any one, nor consider thyself offended. If thou abhor pretense and lying, remember that the greatest offense is to aspire after honor or high position. Do not attribute to creatures that which God brings about in order to humiliate thee or others by affliction and tribulations, for this is protesting against mere instruments, while it is divine mercy which inflicts punishment on men for their humiliation. This, if they would only understand, is really what is happening by the disposition of the Lord to the kingdoms of our day. Humiliate thyself in the divine presence for thyself and for all thy fellow men, in order to placate his wrath, just as if thou alone wert guilty, and as if thou never hast made any satisfaction, since during mortal life no one can ever know whether he is satisfied for his transgressions. Seek to appease him as if thou alone hast offended him, and in regard to the gifts and favors which thou received and dost receive, show thyself grateful as one who deserves much less and owes much more. By these considerations, humiliate thyself more than all others, and labor without ceasing, correspond to the divine clemency, which has shown itself so liberal towards us.